Independent Packers Corporation is a specialty plant that processes about 50 million pounds of seafood annually. It's the first of several investments the corporation plans to announce this year. Sea Alaska Chief Operating Officer Terry Downs says it's a successful enterprise insulated from some of the industry's ups and downs.
The reason we like the business is because it's in the middle of the supply chain. You know, they touch a lot of different seafood companies. They never actually own the resource themselves, so they're not exposed to commodity price fluctuations. And so, you know, the earnings are more stable.
Sea Alaska bought less than half of the company, making it a minority owner. Downs says a confidentiality agreement prohibits him from releasing the amount invested or exact percentage purchased. He says the seafood business is part of a corporate strategy adopted in 2012.
In the past, Sea Alaska had owned businesses at arm's length, like plastics, injection molding, things like that. They didn't fit geographically, and they didn't fit with respect to the sector, and they didn't feel like businesses really felt like part of Sea Alaska and its ownership.
Sea Alaska has bought and sold companies for years, looking for new sources of revenue. But not everyone supports that strategy. Brad Flitch, a Juneau financial manager and Sea Alaska board candidate, says the purchases should stop. He's not ready to address the latest investment, but he says the stock market is a better bet.
Cavilco, the ANCSA Corporation for the Community of Kasan, you know, they have the right model. No, and just be a passive portfolio company. They don't own any operating businesses.
Independent Packers Corporation employs about 180 people. Downs says its Seattle location puts it near thousands of Pacific Northwest shareholders. He hopes some find jobs there, but the investment agreement does not call for shareholder hire. Other purchases are planned. Downs says the next to be announced will be part of Sea Alaska's environmental services arm.
It specializes in monitoring the ocean and is based in Alaska. It has global capability and does a lot of work in Alaska.
Sea Alaska has invested in fisheries before. There was Ocean Beauty Seafoods in the 1980s, but it was sold. More recently, the corporation put money into reopening Cake's fish processing plant. It's also invested in oyster farming. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.